Hey friend, do you have ADHD? Maybe, maybe not. It really doesn't matter because either way, you're so welcome here. Whether it's you or someone you live with that has the squirrely brain, I'm here to help. On the show, we'll be sharing perspective shifts and hacks and systems and routines that all work for people of all ages with neurodivergent brains. I spent the last almost decade working with students as a special education teacher and navigating my own ADHD. Whether you want someone to hold space for you or you want the tactical, tangible strategies, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you learn to let it be easy, work with your unique strengths, and move from scattered to simplified. And we're doing it all with positive perspective, self-compassion, and a whole lot of God's grace. Let's do this. What's up, beautiful human? Welcome back for part two of how to stay consistent when you have ADHD. And today we're getting more into some tangible strategies for you to try out. So if you did not listen to part one, go back and do that, because if you don't have that part first, this other stuff is not as effective, in my opinion. So first thing, you know, assuming that you've listened to part one, the first thing for part two is just start noticing your slip-ups without letting that judgmental dialogue start. So as soon as you hear that judgy tone come in, I want you to stop and just get curious. Sorry, my cat is apparently joining this episode. I want you to stop and get curious and pay attention. Notice what kind of thought came to your mind first. And then I want you to stop and just pay attention to the situation. So let's say that you wanted to get up and work out that morning, but for whatever reason, you did not sleep very well. And so when your alarm went off, you were like, man, I just really can't do this today. And so let's say initially you're like, oh my gosh, just get out of bed, you lazy piece of crap. Like, just go. You can do this. This is ridiculous. It's only day three. Like, get up and go. Instead of going there, I want you to stop and be like, I'm noticing that I feel really judgmental right now because I'm feeling tired. And am I tired because it's just the morning time and I don't really feel like getting off bed? Or am I tired for another reason? Well, you know, I really don't feel like I slept last night. So maybe that's why. And just start having a conversation kind of with yourself and your brain about what's going on, and just pay attention. And slowly over time, those judgmental thoughts will stop showing up altogether. Along with this, I want you to also start readjusting your goals to make them to a point where you cannot fail them.
Hold on 1 minute. Excuse me, what are you doing? Stop.
Oh my gosh, guys. She found a piece of popcorn down in the crack of the couch as she was trying to get it. Anyway. Make your goals to a point where you can't fail at them. So whatever your goal is, add like different levels of attainment. Okay? So let's go back to the whole working out thing. Let's say in your most ideal situation, you would love to be working out 5 days a week. But let's say you currently work out no days a week, or you work out maybe a couple times a month because it's really sporadic. First of all, going from sporadic to 5 days a week is pretty unrealistic. So I would suggest starting at like two. But let's pretend that you're someone now let's pretend you're someone who already works out 3 days a week and you want to increase it to five. Okay, let's go with that. So you already have a little bit of a habit built up. Great. Instead of it just being it's 5 days or it's nothing in your brain, make it to where you have a version of the goal that's the ideal situation, which would be the 5 days a week. And then have a version of your goal that is good enough. Like, maybe you don't do an actual workout, but you walked around your block twice. Okay, maybe that's what you consider good enough. Or maybe you did a 10-minute stretching routine at home, and that's good enough. Okay, then have one that's even below that you literally like can't fail at. Like, it would just be ridiculous to fail, but make yourself actually do it. So maybe in that situation, your absolute bare minimum is that you did a 30-second plank and then you see how much longer you can go after that. Or maybe it's just that you put on your shoes and do jumping jacks for a minute. I don't know how long people do things like that. You know, make it so small though that it feels silly to blow it off, but then let it count for hitting your goal that day. You know, if you did the bare minimum 5 days that week, then you hit your goal. You know, like if you just don't take it so seriously, you know, like going back to part one about letting go of the shame and just noticing what's going on and becoming curious about yourself and the decisions that you're making and the thoughts that are going through your brain. Like, just bring it all down a notch. We get so obsessive and we get so negative, and none of it's helpful. So I hope that this helps you. If you want any help specifically setting your own goals, come join our ADHD Accountability Club. We have changed up how we're doing it a little bit. And so we have 3 coaching calls a month and 1 to 2 body doubling sessions a month, depending on how many weeks are in that month. And we just show up for those calls and you set a goal with me while you're there. I'll hold you accountable to it when we come back the next time. But there's not a lot of interacting in between there, so you can kind of just take it at your own pace. And all of the calls are recorded unless only one person shows up, and then you get a free one-on-one session. So if you're interested in joining, I'll put the link below. Now's the time to do it, because the price will go up eventually at some point in 2024. So go get yourself grandfathered in at that founder's price. I will see you guys back here for the next episode real soon. Love you. Bye.